Welcome to The Peachy Life. I'm Mac. I'm going to be your host, and I am so excited about this podcast. It's all about real life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the peachy. This is the very first episode of The Peachy Life, and if you are here, then you are in for a real treat. My goal with this podcast is really to bring you everything real life and to stop with all the perfect reels that you see, the highlight reels that you see on social media. This isn't real life, y'all. Let's get down and dirty and let's talk real motherhood. Let's talk real parenthood. Let's talk about being a wife and a husband, and let's get down and dirty and let's connect, because I feel like that is what I want so much out of this podcast, is to connect with all of you and to give you a little hope if you're having a bad day. Because you know what, guys? Even the Instagrammers and the food bloggers and the celebrities that you see online have bad days. And I think it's important that we share those days so that you can connect and know that we are real just like you. So what I want to do first is I want to just dive in and I want to tell you how I got started with this. A lot of you who follow me on Instagram know that I was a teacher and an educator for 10 years. I also had my master's in administration and my specialist in superintendency. So my goal in life was always to be a superintendent of schools. However, that changed this past year when I quit teaching and I became a full-time food blogger. And you know what, guys? It's been the best choice of my life. So I want to tell you how I came from being an educator and a little bit about how I started Healthy Little Peach. And then in the next episode, you're going to really dig in and understand more about my PCOS, depression, and all the stuff that I have to fight on a daily basis that you might not see. To begin, I'm a mother to two sweet peaches, Eloise and Eleanor. Eleanor is a year old, and she is the one who is screaming in the background currently. And then I have sweet, sweet Eloise, who is five and is going to be starting kindergarten in August, and I'm having such a hard time with it. But I love sharing funny stories about them, and I also like sharing with you guys on days that I'm about to pull my hair out and I want to run away and never come back. I do have those days, believe it or not, no matter how much I love them. So I like to connect with you guys on a basis that, you know what, we're all normal. We all have these feelings and it's okay. I also live with PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. If you don't know what it is, give it a Google. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about this subject matter in later episodes. Another thing is I live with chronic back pain and depression, which sometimes kind of takes over my life. So I like to write blog posts and discuss this subject on Instagram. So if you're hurting or needing a little pick-me-up and knowing that you're not alone, I'm there to help you out. I will get constant emails and DMs from people asking, how in the world did you make the switch from being an educator to now being a full-time food blogger? And how in the world do you make enough money to do that? Well, y'all, it has been a ride. I started this about 3.5 years ago. I had an idea. We were actually coming back from the beach and I just had something on my heart and I started telling my husband, Joel, I love cooking and I want to share my story with others who may be struggling. So I came up with the idea right then and there to start a blog. And from that day, I have put 100% in, a lot of sleepless nights, blood, sweat, and tears. And I've just totally dove in and I have researched and I have put every ounce of my heart into Healthy Little Peach. At the beginning of Healthy Little Peach, I had no idea what I was doing. I researched and I thought I had it all figured out. And I honestly just started typing one day. I just started typing my story and putting words on a computer, and that started something so amazing that I never would have dreamed in a million years that would turn into a beautiful career. So the moral of this story is to just put one foot in front of the other and start. You have to start somewhere. Y'all, if you would have saw my pictures 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago, you would laugh to think I'm now a full-time food blogger. It takes just a seed that you can plant, but you've got to be willing to do the work, do the research, and put your whole heart into it to make it work. And that's what I did with Healthy Little Peach. So you're saying, hey, were you teaching while you were doing this? Yeah, I was. And I was doing 100% in teaching because I do 100% in everything I do. So I love my babies. I was a first grade teacher for 7 years and a third grade teacher for 3, and I loved every minute of it. It brought me so much joy. And during the past 3 years, the last three years of teaching, I wasn't sleeping at night. I don't sleep a lot anyway. So I was putting all my work, my extra time into building this dream that I had that I thought was just a hobby that has now turned into, well, a full-time career. And y'all, it just takes, like I said, just that first step. During that time when I was building my business, I had to sacrifice a lot. I had to sacrifice time with my family. I had to sacrifice time with my friends, and I had to sacrifice me time because I knew that if I had sacrificed in the beginning, that it would eventually equal out to turn out to where I could maybe quit teaching. So I put all my eggs in a basket and I went for it. And you know what, guys? It worked. It worked because I believed in myself and I believed in what I had to say. And I think that if you are on the fence about starting a blog or just stepping out of your comfort zone, I'm not telling you to quit your job today, but I am telling you to give it a chance, to give your dream a chance, because we all deserve to be happy. And that's the way I had viewed it every single day of building my business while I was teaching school. So I prioritized. I still spent time with my family, but the weekends were very limited to going places. I was writing blog posts. I was creating recipes. So during the week, I would teach. At 5 o'clock, I would get my babies. Eloise was the only one at that time. So I would get her fed, get her bathed, read her a bedtime story. And once she was down, I was working till 2 or 3 in the morning. So I did not give up. I had expectations and I did not, like, I feel like you can't even slip one day on it. Like, you have to put in the work. So I put in the work, and this past year I was able to quit. And you know, let me tell you something, y'all. Whenever you do something that makes yourself happy, you're going to have a crap ton of people coming to you, having all their opinions and telling you that you shouldn't or you can't. And that's when you rise up and you say, baby, I'm doing it. And that's what I did. And through this, I've had people that have torn me down because I feel like they have a dream that they're not putting the work in for. So instead of, you know, doing the work to make their dreams happen, they're degrading mine because they're now jealous that I've worked so hard. So I did have scrutiny, and I did have people that said really hurtful things and that almost made me feel stupid for following my dream. So my husband always told me, don't listen to the white noise. And I took that to heart, and I really use that as my motto through this, because you're going to have people tell you that you can't. And that's when you want to do the work even more to tell them and prove to them that you can. So just know that if you are uncomfortable in the situation that you're in, that you can change it. And I'm rooting for you. And I'm saying right here, I was that country girl who had a dream, who was a teacher, and I changed it. I changed my future, and you can too. This episode was brought to you by Primally Pure, which is a skincare company that offers fewer ingredients but has superior results. They use nature's most precious elements to make non-toxic skincare products that support radiant skin and a healthy body and happy self. I've been using Primally Pure for the past 2 years, and it has changed my skin. Their serums are my go-to, and oh my gosh, their cleansing oil is a game changer. And what I love most about it is it doesn't have all of the chemicals that most skincare products have. And it gives me amazing results. So if you want to give Primally Pure a try, use MAC at checkout for an additional 10% off. I promise you will not regret choosing Primally Pure as your new skincare company. They also even have amazing deodorant. My husband uses the Charco, and the Blue Tansy is my favorite. So, if you're on the fence or if you're looking for a new skincare product line, give Primally Pure a try. You will not regret it. So, the last year I was a teacher, that was 2018-2019 school year, I was approached by a publishing company to write a cookbook. And oh my gosh, when I got that call, I was like, oh, heck yeah, I'm doing it. So, I had in my mind, oh, it's not going to be too hard. But I was running a full-time blog. And I was working full time. I was a teacher, not to mention I have two kids and a husband at home, and I had to take care of the household. So I talked to my husband, and he said, babe, just do it. Just do it. It's going to be a lot of work, but just do it. So I dove in and I did it. And it was the hardest year of my life. I literally had black circles under my eyes. I wasn't eating. I wasn't sleeping. I was working nonstop. So fast forward to this year, I finished the cookbook, I turned it in, and it's like a weight has been lifted. It has been such a fun experience, but mama's tired, and I really want to focus on my blog and now the new podcast, which I'm so excited about. So that last year was a really hard transitional year, and I find that people who judge the fact that I stopped teaching to become a full-time food blogger, they have the assumption that I lay on the couch all day and eat popcorn and watch TV. That is the furthest thing from the truth. I literally put in probably 70 to 75 hours a week, and that's not an exaggeration. So, you know, I get up and I take the kids to the sitter, and I come back and I hit it hard and I work all day. And I've even gotten to the point where I have two interns that work with me. So it really has grown into something special, and I just can't wait to see where it goes the next 5 years. So this to say, yeah, it might be hard to step out and kind of do something that is uncomfortable in the beginning, but if you're not uncomfortable, then you're not going to change. So get uncomfortable and do you, boo, because at the end of the day, you need to be happy with what you're doing on a daily basis. If teaching or whatever you do does not fulfill you, then find something that truly makes you happy. And the reason I left teaching was not because I wasn't happy. It was just my heart was being pulled in a different direction. And I listened to my heart. And I think that we all should. And I prayed a lot about it. And I gave it to God. And I said, you know what? If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. And little things were sprinkled in my direction to show me that this was the right choice. And, you know, a lot of people are like, hey, how did you make that choice, though? How did you decide it was time to stop teaching and go full-time food blogger? How did you do that financially? So what we did is we really looked, and I had to double my income pretty much to quit my job. That's what I felt comfortable doing. So I doubled my income that last year of teaching, and now have far exceeded that with what I've built. So it's really in turn become a blessing for our family. Not only do I get to kind of, if I need to go run and take my kids to the doctor, I can, but it's really blessed us financially and building a better life for us. So it was scary in the beginning, but that's what we had to do to make the switch. I doubled my income, and that's when I felt comfortable to step away and say, you know what, we can do this, babe, let's do it together. And without my husband, I don't know that I could have done it, y'all. My husband, Joel, let me just tell you about him. He is the sweetest man alive. He is the love of my life. We were high school sweethearts, and he's just my best friend. Like, he has my back 100%. He roots for me. He inspires me. He encourages me. And he's always pushed me to go for my dreams. He wants me to do things that makes me happy. So whatever help that I need, he's there to help me. So this past year has been a whirlwind, but it's been so cool, y'all. I get to make content for you guys. And if you don't know me, I love giving free content. I love creating recipes that inspire you to eat healthy. And I love creating resources that makes living healthy easier for you guys. So I have been full-time blogging since August, and it looks a lot different than it used to. I've got my priorities straight. I have a to-do list every single day, and I get to work with really cool brands that just is really neat. So it's been different, but I absolutely love it. And what I want to do in later episodes is really go into talking about blogging and how you get started with doing that, if that's something that you want to do. But let me just say, in the beginning of transitioning from full-time educator with all of these awesome colleagues to going full-time food blogger where I'm working pretty much by myself from home was a huge transition. I love talking to people. I love having that daily connection with some of my best friends. And when I made that transition, I didn't have that. So the first week, I literally was crying every day, like, what have I done? I was so scared that I made the wrong decision. But this is like anything that has to do with change. You have to get in a routine and you have to get used to it. So that's what I had to do. I was used to fixing myself up every day and wearing really beautiful clothes to go teach kids. And then I kind of transitioned to wearing yoga pants and not putting makeup on. So it kind of put me in a funk in the beginning. So I had to find my rhythm and I had to find my new normal, which took me a little while to get used to. So just know that if you are in the middle of transition and you are feeling like you are a failure and you have made the wrong decision, don't give up. You've got to set yourself up for success. Don't be negative about it. Really, like, reflect and look at, what is the problem? What is bringing me down? This is something that I know that I love doing, but how can I make it better? So that's what I had to do. I had to set my daily schedule, and I had to say, at this time I'm doing this, at this time I'm doing that. And that's where Google Calendar came into play, and it changed the game. And now I use Google Task and Google Keep. If you don't have those two apps, you absolutely need to get them. They really help organize your days in a really easy way. So it'll keep you on track, and it will kind of set the pace for your day, so you're not just sitting there like, oh my gosh, I've got 150 tabs open. What am I going to do next? Because I really think that you've got to be patient with the transition, and you have to be willing to figure out what's not working and then fix it. And, you know, as a food blogger, I have to figure out my week. Like, some days I'll do recipe testing where I'm in the kitchen all day. And then other days I have computer work that I have to do. And then days where I'm working for brands where other people don't see, like, a blog post or an Instagram post. I'm working directly with brands, creating recipes for them and shooting pictures for them. So my schedule gets really hectic really quick. So I have to understand how to build my weeks to where I am performing in a a lucrative manner, instead of just saying, I'm going to go with the flow every day and hope that I get stuff done. I have to be structured and I have to be consistent and dedicated. Another thing that I want to talk about, since I am talking about how I started my business and how I switched from education to full-time blogging, is the burnout. This is so real, y'all, because I was working for 3.5 years on my blog along with teaching, and it got to a point at the very end where I was so tired. I mean, I look like a zombie because I was going 100 miles an hour in 15 different directions, and I just almost felt lost. So I really had to reflect and say, okay, what do I have to get done today? What is a must-have? And I always say that I have 3 must-haves every day. One is spending time with God. 2, spending time with my family. And 3, getting at least 1 productive thing for my business done. If I do all 3 of those things in a day, then I say I have a pretty successful day. So working from home can be super hard. You have to figure out a balance. Like, some days you need to get out of the house and go to a coffee shop. And you have to make time for your friends, because what I have found is I can get in a real big funk and not put makeup on for a week and just feel kind of gross about myself because I am working from home. I get to work for myself and I kind of make my own rules. So it's really important that if you are a business person and you're working from home, to find that balance. Get out, meet people, have business meetings, and fix yourself up. I do try to put makeup on a daily basis now, because it just makes me feel better. So I guess all this to say, it's been a learning process, and I'm just open to continue learning every single day. And I think that's probably my number one tip if you are starting a blog, or maybe you're starting a new business venture, is just be open to learning something new every day and never put yourself in the category of a know-it-all, because I'm telling you, you can always learn something from others, and you can always learn something from your mistakes. Boy, have I made some mistakes this past year. But it's awesome to see how much I've grown too, because with every mistake, I've learned something new and I have grown in my business. So if you are in that transition, keep that in mind. You can make it a reality and a career if you put the work into it, but you can't wish for something that you don't work for. So, if you have the idea of starting a blog, or maybe a cupcake business, or maybe a cookie business, or maybe you want to be a fashion blogger, then you've got to do the research and you got to do the work to get it. You can't just wish for it. You've got to stay consistent and you've got to put the work in, and it's got to be something on your heart that makes you truly happy. Because if you're doing it just because everybody else is doing it, you're not going to succeed. Get in the business and do something everybody else isn't doing. Be the person who starts something. Number two, don't listen to the white noise. This has been a game changer for me. As a person who shares a lot of her life on social media, I get a lot of pushback. People will say I'm a bad mom. People will say I'm a bad wife. People will comment negatively on my looks. And I have to push it to the side and say that it says more about who they are than who I am. I know who I am. And I know what I want to do. And I think that that's what's helped me so much in my business and in becoming successful, is having a vision and not letting others tear me down. I am who I say I am, not who other people say I am. So I think that you have to really stick with who you are and the belief system that you have in place. And another thing is, don't say no. Don't say no. No, I can't. Say yes. Be a yes person. Yes, I can do this. Yes. Give yourself positive affirmations, because you can do anything you want in this life. And I am proof of that, y'all. You can do it. So this episode was getting to know a little bit more about me and how I started Healthy Little Peach. In the episodes to come, I really want to dig deeper in talking about some of my childhood struggles, how I've struggled with depression the majority of my life, how I was a fat kid and how that affected me in my teenage years and even in my adult years. And how I want to raise my girls and how I want to make them strong and have self-love and not worry about the number on the scale. So that's what's coming up. In addition to that, my husband's going to be coming on and we're going to talk about parenthood, and we're going to talk about it all, y'all. There are some really hard parts to being a parent. And, you know, I have two really great girls. They're awesome. But being a parent is still hard. It doesn't matter if you have the best kids in the world. Being a parent is tough. And you're always questioning, am I making the right decision as her mom? We're also going to be talking to some of my friends, and we're going to be learning about boundaries and what makes a good friend. And I even want to go into more about how to start a blog if that's something that you want to do. So there is so much to come. This is going to be kind of a shorter episode. And as we dig deeper in season one, we're going to have longer episodes, probably 35 to 40 minutes. So I just want to thank you for taking time out of your day to spend with me and to learn more about Healthy Little Peach. If you haven't been to healthylittlepeach.com, be sure to head over and check it out now. It is filled with delicious, healthy recipes that are usually Whole30, keto, and paleo compliant. I usually don't eat dairy, so I try to keep all of my recipes in kind of that realm. In addition to that, I also have a ton of blog posts with tips and tricks on how to live a healthy family life. So until next time, stay peachy, and I can't wait to talk to you soon.